You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, the only true and living God, who loves us so dearly, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is Hope, Part 1. My text is Hebrews 11:1, which states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So what is the Christian's hope? Most people understand hope as wishful thinking, as in, "I hope something will happen." This is not what the Bible means by hope. The biblical definition of hope is confident expectation. Romans 8:24-25 states, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." Hebrews 11:1-7 states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." Hope is a fundamental component of the life of the righteous. Proverbs 23:18 states, "But surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off." Without hope, life loses its meaning. Lamentations 3:18 states, "And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord." Job 7:6 states, "My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and are spent without hope." Without hope, in death there is no hope. Isaiah 38:18 states, "For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth." Job 17:15 states, "And there is now my hope. As for my hope, who shall see it? The righteous who trust or put their hope in God will be helped." Psalm 28:7 states, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise thee." The righteous who trust or put their hope in God will not be confounded, put to shame, or disappointed. The righteous who have their trustful hope in God, have a general confidence in God's protection and help, and are free from fear and anxiety. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Psalm 46:2-3 state, "Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof." Selah. The New Testament statement of hope is the recognition that in Christ is found the fulfillment of the Old Testament promises. Matthew 12:21 states, "And in his name shall the Gentiles trust." 1 Peter 1 and 3 states, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Christian hope is rooted in faith in the divine salvation in Christ. Galatians 5:5 states, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Hope of Christians is brought into being through the presence of the promised Holy Spirit. It is the future hope of the resurrection of the dead. Acts 23:6 states, but when Paul perceived that the one part was Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, of the hope and resurrection of the dead. I am called in question. A Christian's hope in the promises given to Israel. Hope 26:6-7 states, and now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. A Christian hope in the redemption of the body and of the whole creation. Romans 8:23 states, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit, as the redemption of our body. God's people also groan and long for the completion of his saving work. The tension is seen here between the already and not yet in Paul's theology. Christians already have the first fruits of the Spirit, and they still await the day of their final adoption, when their bodies are fully redeemed and they are raised from the dead. A Christian hopes in eternal glory. Colossians 1:27 states, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. A Christian hopes in eternal life and the inheritance of the saints. Titus 3:5-7 states, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. A Christian hopes in the return of Christ. Titus 2:11-14 states, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. A Christian hopes in the transformation into the likeness of Christ. 1 John 3:2-3 states, beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when we shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. A Christian hopes in the salvation of God. 1 Timothy 4:10 states, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. A Christian hopes in simply Christ himself. 1 Timothy 1:1 states, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Jesus was crucified on the cross. He died a painful death to pay the price for our sins. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead. So let us hope in him for eternal life. A diet high in fruits and vegetables may reduce your heart and kidney disease risk, study says, by Madeline Harcombe, CNN, August 7, 2024. Eating a couple more apples and broccoli florets, cucumbers, bananas, or green beans may really help keep the doctor away, especially for people with high blood pressure at risk for heart and kidney disease, according to new research. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is God Loves You. When my son was a teenager, God used him to save a young boy from drowning while whitewater rafting along the Nantahala River. When asked by a reporter how he was able to save the young boy, my son replied, "It was the hand of God." That's the good news of God's love. It reaches out to save us when we are drowning, not from water, but from our sin. From Genesis to Revelation, the story of humanity's lowest depth and God's highest height can be expressed in the 25 beautiful words of John 3:16, which declares, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This great verse portrays God's nature as a God who loves deeply, and it shows God's rescue plan for mankind through the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's take a closer look at this great verse. God, the greatest lover, so loved the greatest degree, the world, the greatest company, that he gave the greatest act, his only begotten Son, the greatest gift, that whosoever, the greatest opportunity, believeth, the greatest simplicity, in him, the greatest attraction, should not perish, the greatest promise, but the greatest difference, have the greatest certainty, everlasting life, the greatest possession. God loves you more in 1 second than anyone could love you in a lifetime. But are your feelings or circumstances blocking you from accepting God's love? It doesn't matter if you are young or old, rich or poor, educated or illiterate, tall or short, big or small, single or married, straight or gay, sophisticated or ordinary, black or white, or anyone in between, God still loves you. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet, be encouraged, because God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and know that God is love and God loves you.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Everything that happened to me was good. God did.
Yes, I'm Minister.